Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lourie Garcia. Batting second. The third baseman, Joaquin Moncada. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Yonder Alonso. Batting fifth. The catcher, James McCann. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Nick Delmonico. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carlos Sanchez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Tilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ivan Nova. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. And now, play ball. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Joaquin Moncada is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moncada hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Garcia scores. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abreu is called out on strikes. One out. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCann strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lindor hits a line drive towards short. Anderson makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kipnis is safe at second with a double. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Nova covering, and Santana is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Delmonico hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson hits a line drive deep towards center. Luplow makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez hits a pop-up beyond second. Kipnis gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez hits a ball towards third. Moncada can't make the play in time. Gonzalez gets a base hit. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a fly ball towards center. Garcia makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Luplow hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tilson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball towards first. Santana can't make the play in time. Garcia gets a base hit. Tilson moves to third. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moncada hits a fly ball towards center. Luplow makes the catch for the out. Tilson scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Naquin is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. James McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delmonico is 0-for-1 in the game. Delmonico hits a pop-up beyond short. Lindor gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Ramirez moves to second. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jake Bowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Tilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tilson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Tilson is safe at second with a double. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tilson moves to third. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moncada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Moncada hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Moncada is safe at second with a double. Tilson scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naquin is 0-for-1 in the game. Naquin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Luplow moves to second. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball towards right. Tilson is there to make the catch. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up towards second. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Luplow scores. Naquin moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Tilson is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. McCann is on with a walk. Alonso moves to second. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Delmonico is 0-for-2 in the game. Delmonico is hit by the pitch. Alonso moves to third. McCann moves to second. Delmonico is on first. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball towards short. Lindor can't make the play in time. Anderson gets a base hit. Alonso scores. McCann scores. Delmonico moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Neil Ramirez replaces Trevor Bauer as pitcher. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Delmonico scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tilson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Garcia hits a fly ball towards center. Luplow makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Gonzalez moves to second. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ground ball towards second. Sanchez throws to second to get Bowers. Gonzalez moves to third. Luplow is on first. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Naquin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naquin hits a ground ball towards the mound. Nova throws to first, and Naquin is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moncada is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Moncada strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball towards center. Luplow makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Nova covering, and Kipnis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Whitgren replaces Neil Ramirez as pitcher. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Delmonico is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Delmonico hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Delmonico is safe at second with a double. Adam Simber replaces Nick Whitgren as pitcher. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Delmonico moves to third. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Delmonico scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tilson hits a pop-up beyond second. Kipnis gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Garcia hits a ground ball towards the mound. Simber throws to first, and Garcia is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Burr replaces Ivan Nova as pitcher. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Burr throws to second to get Santana. Gonzalez is on first. Two outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a ball towards third. Moncada can't make the play in time. Bowers gets a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Luplow is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Edwards replaces Adam Simber as pitcher. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Moncada hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Moncada is out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 4 in the game. Abreu strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a line drive, softly, back to the mound. Edwards makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Manaea replaces Ryan Burr as pitcher. Nick Delmonico moves from left fielder to first baseman. Charlie Tilson moves from right fielder to left fi. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Naquin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lder. Ryan Cordell replaces Jose Abreu as right fielder batting third. Naquin hits a pop-up towards third. Moncada makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 4 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to third. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kipnis strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Garcia makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.